You better work.
So let's introduce ourselves.
Again.
Yeah, let's do it.
You go first.
What? Okay. I'm Stacy, or Anastasia, as I am known on the PlanetCast forum. And my birth certificate. Just thought I'd add that in. But it's true. Anyway.
Aside from the obvious, I'm Bree. Also known as Bree. On the forum.
I hate you so much.
What can I say? I'm real creative.
You are real creative.
Oh, I am. And normally, Julia, also known as Julia, exclamation point, on the forum, Julia would normally be here, too. However, she is on vacay.
In her car.
Living in her car. So, she won't be featured in this segment.
No. Unless she could use, like, the antenna to, like, broadcast.
Yeah, she can't really do that.
No, she's not that technically proficient, but that's
not
okay.
Not really. We might throw in a little bit of Julia from the Lost podcast.
Oh, we might do that from the Lost podcast that nobody will ever, ever hear. Because it's just basically you guys, like, saying extremely inappropriate things about Sarah Ramirez.
Well, we recorded it in March?
Yeah.
And it was 4 hours long. And I
was it really 4 hours?
It was 4 hours long, Stacey.
Oh my God.
I was really not feeling that ambitious to edit the whole thing. So,
no.
I edited some of it, but it was mostly us just being highly inappropriate and things that aren't allowed to be said ever, pretty much.
I would have to agree with that, because I mean...
The beginning was good. The first 20 minutes was all right.
Yeah, we were actually on task. Nothing. And then there were some voluminous fabrics,
and
with Sarah Ramirez. Oh, the Heineken keg.
Oh, don't tell. Don't tell.
Now they want to know.
Well, maybe we'll do a special episode of The Lost Cast.
we can't actually put it on, though.
It was basically like a huge blooper reel.
What's a giant blooper reel?
That's basically what it was.
Oh God,
it was pretty bad. So Stacey,
yeah,
why do you feel that the community, in quotation marks, is in need of a fashion cast, aka Le Fashion Cast, as we are titled?
Well, not to get philosophical on you or anything, but
which means you are.
Some lesbians just need a lot of help with what to wear. And you know what? The day I stop seeing socks and sandals is the day that we will stop podcasting. But until then, we do not rest.
That sounds pretty appropriate to me.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very much.
If it takes everybody getting flip-flops, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Girl. You do not want to go out the house looking like that.
No, we won't let you.
You go on change those shoes. Oh,
but we should say that, I mean, you are Canadian.
This is true.
And I'm a nice American.
This is also true.
We're not going to be judgy. I mean, we do judge a little bit, but we're not going to be judgy. We're not going to call you out.
No. And no, not the, by like, name. We might code it so that you can't tell or so that the listeners can't tell, but you'll know.
We'll be nice about it when we... Because we're trying to help.
We're
We're like lesbian rehab. It's not...
We are! Lesbian fashion rehab.
We are fashion rehab. We're not about putting you in prison.
No.
It's about rehab. It's about rehabilitation and preparing you for society. It's... Yeah. We're trying to help, not hurt.
No, 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 no.
Now, Julia...
this could be a different story.
We really can't make any promises about that.
No.
Yeah, anyway. We just don't make any promises about that.
Don't quote us. Because we're trying to be nice. Juju,
views expressed by Julia may...
Are not are do reflected. Not
reflected. Reflective of...
do not reflective.
These
reflected.
Two people's opinions or views on you as a person. Therefore, please don't hurt us.
Yes, this paid podcaster does not reflect the views of the station or the show.
Correct.
Okay.
So, yeah. I think right now we're going to go into what's going to be called the fashion crime segment.
Hang on. Let's address the problem that kind of we had for, like, about 10 days. Is that the lack of questions going on. On our little thread on the Planet Cast forum, which everybody should go join, by the way. There's a link on our site. If you're not listening and we haven't, like, goaded you into it and being like, go listen to our podcast, otherwise we won't be friends with you anymore. Which is often how listeners happen.
It's all about free will.
Really, yeah, but really no. Because I know that there are people who are going to be listening to it who, if... I did not talk to them on a semi-regular basis, would not be listening to this.
Well, clearly. You're kind of the forum whore, Stacey.
I am not even. How am I the forum whore?
Because you know everyone.
I do not know everyone.
I'm pretty
Who do
exclusive. I don't know. I don't branch out.
Yeah, well...
Not very social.
Hey, I have hooked you up with some cool people.
Yeah.
Karina?
Yeah. Shout out to Karina.
Oh, hi. Can that be our shadow? No. All right. Yeah. We'll say that often enough as it is.
Okay, but I think to generally address why we are doing this fashion cast...
The lack of interest!
No. Well, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry, jumping
on. It's best
on.
Summed up by a quote from an individual named from the ward named Wendy. She once started describing to me that she had a leather wallet on a chain... And I suggested to her that maybe she should have a wallet that's not on a chain.
That's a very good idea.
And she said this to me. She said, "I'm not fashion retarded. I just like to dress this way."
God damn it.
Big ups to Wendy on that one.
Seriously.
But that's pretty much why we're doing this, because we'd like to help you not like to dress that way.
Help us. Help you.
Help us help
Please.
You.
Please. God.
And I think, okay, and we should also say that, I mean, I'm by no means, like, I don't look like Lindsay Lohan. I don't, you know, I'm not hot.
Oh, you mean you're not orange with freckles and clearly shouldn't
be that
tan? I
don't have a
crack tan?
Problem.
No. Oh, man. She has so many. Anyway.
Yeah. She has lots of problems. But, I mean, I'm a fat kid, but I know how to dress myself, so I don't look dumb. Like, there are ways to dress yourself. Well, what?
I said preach.
Oh, preach. Yeah. I mean, you can be fat and look good, and I'm going to help the fat lesbians do that, because let's get real here, there are a lot of fat lesbians. Well, I'm serious, but no, like, I don't think that lesbians should think that just because they're fat that they have to wear men's clothes or... Yeah. Mom jeans.
Oh.
But we'll get into that a lot later, but that's going to be my specialty is fat lesbo rehab.
Mm-hmm. Should I talk about my specialty now?
Is that what we're doing? Let's talk about your specialty.
Okay, well, I just know what works, I think, and I also have, I take an interest in high fashion And so I'm down with, like, all the houses and the lines and kind of voluminous fabrics. And, sorry, that's an inside joke. My specialty, I like to think that my specialty would be high fashion, couture, knowing the designers, and just sort of keeping up with sort of what is going on now.
Oh, shit, I coughed.
Okay, so let us so gracefully segue into the fashion crime segment.
Well, do we want to talk about what Julia's specialty is going to be?
Oh, yeah! Okay, since I don't really speak the language of casual clothing, that will be Julia's department.
Yeah, Julia is going to be comic relief slash athletic...
ish.
The more athletic looking kind of and, dress.
Yeah.
And also, she might hurt me for saying this, but she's the one who's not casting with us right now. But like
the one in, like, her car.
If you really want to go by stereotypes, but like the soft butch kind of look.
Yeah.
Not like I look like a man, but not I look like a really girly girl, but somewhere in between the androgynous kind of dress.
Yeah.
She's really going to cover that.
Mm-hmm. She will, because
that she dresses really well. She dresses
yes,
really well.
Yes, extremely, extremely well-dressed. Her, I'm not going to lie.
Her clothing is worth more than your life, and she'll tell you that a number of times.
Oh, she will be sure to let us know.
Yeah. I'm looking
and
forward
eagerly
to
await that.
The next couple of weeks.
You know what? Okay, you can pay, like, $300 for a pair of Roberto Cavalli jeans, but really, nobody is suggesting that. That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
5 out of 10 lesbians don't know what you just said.
I would venture that it is a statistic much, much more grim than that.
Yeah, I was kind of being optimistic.
Yeah, no. Don't bother. Most people don't know who Roberto Cavalli is.
And those people commit fashion crimes. On occasion, out in public, we witness certain fashion crimes. And unfortunately, we aren't allowed to just walk up to these people and let them know that what kind of crime they've committed. I have contemplated getting business cards and handing them out to these people and letting them know that their dress attire for public is not entirely appropriate. And we can help. We can help you.
Yes.
Maybe we'll put the Fashion Cast website on there and they can start listening.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can be for straight people too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is for anybody. We're not an exclusive club.
Nope. Open plan podcasting.
Right. And I think Stacey, you had a really good experience last week, and Stacey text messaged me while I was at work to let me know what she saw, and she also left me a voicemail. And my coworkers thought I was absolutely crazy because I was on the floor rolling. So why don't you tell everybody what exactly you had to experience?
It's sort of like reliving trauma, you know? I feel like I should be hypnotized or something.
You have post-traumatic fashion disorder, PTSD.
Oh, we really, really went there.
Oh, I went there.
Let's confuse really, really devastating mental disorders with stirrup pants.
Well,
actually, I think you need a devastating mental disorder to wear stirrup
pants.
Yeah,
I'd
agree. Or you can be completely sane.
I would agree.
You know, I think fashion and what people wear out of their homes is an indication that the definition of sanity really, really needs to be relooked at. Because there are some people who you're like, okay, they are practical, law-abiding citizens who, you know, have families and things, and yet they go out of their homes in flared sweatpants and an old football sweater.
But Cece, you were getting ahead of yourself.
This is true.
Strip pants, back on track.
Okay, here we go. Back on the train of thought. Toot, toot. I'm so sorry. Okay. Stirrup pants should never, ever, for any reason, be worn. And if you don't know what they are, they're... Because this was addressed on the forum. Stirrup pants are the pants that are stretchy and sweatpants-like, except they're tight.
Well, they're kind of like leggings.
They're kind of like leggings, except really, really ugly. And they loop under your heel. I can't even say it with a straight face.
It's a small strip of elastic that is connected to the opening of the pant leg, and you are to slip your foot inside there so that in case you're being hung upside down
your pants.
And being tortured, the pants would stay on. They wouldn't come off.
And thank God.
I don't know. I'm not really sure of the purpose.
What the purpose is.
I mean, maybe so that if you were being hung right side up, that
the
you wouldn't have
thieves.
A wedgie? I don't know. I can't think.
The pants thieves. Yeah. It's the pants thieves.
It's really to ensure
they will take
that they
your pants.
Stay on your body.
Oh, it's so sad. Anyway, and this lady was wearing them. Like, normally you can tell because the pants will kind of, like, hit sort of places, and it'll be tight in some places, and then it'll go straight down from those places, and then, like, bulge out at the calves where... And then just straight line down to the ankle again. So there's really different kind of lumps in the fabric, which is always nice. And, but this lady, I could really tell, because she was wearing them with high-heeled sandals.
I just died a little.
Oh my God. I think I stared open-mouthed for a good 5 or 6 seconds.
Now, I really hate to ask this, but, I mean, I'm probably going to regret this, but what color were the strip pants, just out of curiosity?
They weren't neon, but they weren't much better than that. They were this weird, like, somewhere between regular brown and sandy brown color.
Like camel?
Pretty much,
oh!
Yeah.
Was she camel towing?
I don't know, I only saw her from the back.
Oh, that's special.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I'm sorry
it
that
was...
you had to see that.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to see it too, so was my therapist.
Are you possibly Woody Allen's daughter?
Maybe.
Are you maybe a Jewish New Yorker?
Am I maybe a nebbishy little so-and-so? Yes,
yes,
perhaps.
Yes, you are.
All of the above.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, your go. I don't know about this, so this...
So last week at work, I spotted this lady walk in, and, I mean, I don't work anywhere that's like Walmart where people just come in looking ridiculous. I mean, it's fairly upscale retail, kind of. It's kind of professional-ish. And she was about 75, 80. She was wearing a bathing suit.
Oh!
With spaghetti straps, and she was wearing, like, just little shorty shorts, and she was probably 5'6", maybe around 250 pounds, maybe? She was a heavier lady.
Yeah, slightly.
And her boobs may or may not have been at her knees.
Oh! That's nasty.
I had a stroke.
Wait, no, but really?
I had a stroke.
Like, actually,
I had a stroke.
Maybe, like, sitting below the crotchal area.
Like, there were old boobies everywhere.
I mean to make those noises, they just kind of come out.
Like, it is not appropriate to go into a store wearing a bathing suit and shorts.
No.
That's just my opinion.
No, I
mean, some people might think it's okay, and maybe some people can pull it off. I mean, if you are shaped appropriately, if it's...
No, bathing suits belong at the beach.
But, I really firmly believe that bathing suits belong at the beach.
You wear clothing outside. Bathing suits to the beach, or to the pool.
And she was just standing around like nothing was wrong. just hanging out in her spaghetti strap swimsuit. That was about 15,000 different colors.
Oh.
We won't go into the fashion of the swimsuit.
Let's not.
That's but another show. It was fairly traumatizing. I had PTFD. I really do.
You know, and I think we all get a little
I was just so shocked that someone thought that it was okay to walk in wearing a bathing suit and shorts and flip-flops. Like, seriously.
No, there's no way.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Brie.
The shorts, though, that I'm really enjoying right now, though, are the Madras.
Well, Madras pattern.
Yeah, the Madras pattern on shorts is really working it.
Which, if you don't know, it's kind of like that almost, like, quilted-looking... I'm not sure if it's technically a plaid, because plaid tends to refer to, like, Scotland clan stuff.
It's the rich cousin of plaid.
It is. It's the rich bitch cousin of plaid. Like, Oakville is the rich bitch cousin of Toronto.
It's getting real big in the prep dyke community.
Oh, yeah.
I see it everywhere.
Meaning you own some.
A little bit. Not really. I don't own any.
I don't have any, actually. Wait, you don't? I thought you did.
No, my ex does.
Oh. Oh, right.
Yeah. She's a big fan of the Madras.
Ah, yes.
But they are very cute. I mean, it's a really good alternative to, just, like, cargo shorts. I mean, if you're used to wearing cargo shorts all summer, and that's what you find really comfortable, the Madras are really good, alternative, because they really kind of go with everything.
Pretty much, although you don't... I would actually say don't wear black with them, because that would just look kind of fucked up.
Well, most people don't really wear black in the summer anyway. Do you? Tell us, listeners, do you wear black in the summer, really? I mean, maybe some people do, but I feel that that's dark.
This is actually a really great, interesting pattern. A little bit trendoid right now, which I'm kind of worried about, but
yeah,
that's okay. You know what? I saw it in GQ, like, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, and, J. Crew was really heavy on the Madras a couple years ago. Like, they had full-out kind of suits going on a little bit.
Okay, bad idea.
Like, no, not, like, suits, but, like, beach jackets.
Beach jackets?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't do 2 Madras items in one outfit. No. If you've, because, say, got, like, a cute little button-up shirt with the Madras pattern.
Polos look great.
Madras polos?
No. Polos with...
Do they make those?
Oh,
should they?
Lord, I would hope not.
Ay-yi-yi.
No, like, just a solid polo with Madras?
Yeah, no. Pastel, actually, I find tends to work. Yeah, just, like, a nice sort of, like, a bright yellow would actually be fabulous with that.
You might even be able to get away with, like... just a small, like, pinstripe polo.
Does that not go against the...
not heavy stripe. The mixing patterns?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple people wear just, like, a solid polo with just, like, you know, just really sparse pinstripes. And it looks okay. It really didn't look bad. But I still would rather see solid colors with the pattern, because the pattern is so heavy that...
If you wear something
else with it, it's just too much.
Yeah. I really like the pattern. I like what American Eagle has going on.
Oh, totally.
With their sort of, like, coral, yellow, little bit of blue type of deal.
The, kind of like the pale orange.
Mm-hmm.
The pale orange Madras. Those look really good.
Well,
really good.
They do, actually. And I was thinking about maybe getting a pair. I don't know.
Well,
you could also do it really well with, like, a cute little tank top.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Totally.
Nothing...
tank tops look good.
It would be a sportier look, for sure, but it would be a good one. You want something that's ribbed, kind of like a boy beater, but not really.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, like, for girls that aren't really comfortable wearing, like, girly tank tops, if you're more comfortable wearing, like, if you're used to wearing wife beaters, like Julia does, like, those look good with the Madras, obviously.
They do. But you want it in a color, you don't want it just plain white.
Well, I mean, the white does look good if it's heavy on color. Because some, I mean, because the mod, I mean, obviously they come in different colors. But, like, some are really, really heavy on, like, dark colors, so white mm-hmm. does look good with it. And
yeah.
then there are ones that are mostly white with, like, just a little bit of orange, like the American Eagle ones.
Yeah.
So, it's better to match, like, a solid, like, dark color to those. But for the ones that are darker, like, the ones that are, like, with the reds and blues,
mm-hmm.
white does look good.
Okay. Yeah. I would have to agree in that case. Although, you might want to break it up with some, like, jewelry, accessories, that type of thing. I think.
Maybe some bling.
Maybe a little bit of bling.
Have some bling.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We have done that like 10 times already.
Yeah, we need
We're
to.
Not even halfway down the list. So, another good way to do plaid, if you don't want to go with the Rich Bitch Madras pattern, that might be out in like 2 minutes, but we really don't know.
Yeah, it's a really sketch situation.
It is a little bit. I'm kind of scared to buy clothes with that, because
I'm
it's
really
obviously, when
it.
When people are kind of moving past it, it is going to be so obvious. It's not like one of those things that can just kind of slide on the radar. It's like one of those patterns that's like, boom! And people will be like, oh my god, why are you still wearing that?
Yeah. It's definitely going to last through the summer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, buy away. But you may not, if you're not comfortable spending that kind of money, you may want to.
Yes. Buy Madras with caution.
Yeah.
Approach with caution. Do not feed the Madras.
No, Stace.
Do not put your hand in the cage. Okay.
No.
Whatever.
Okay. Nice try, though. Nice try.
Thank you. So, okay.
As far
good
as...
way... Sorry, you go ahead.
No.
Okay, go. Well, I was going to say, good way to do a plaid shirt. The only way to do a plaid shirt. Make sure the material, A, not flannel.
Yeah,
or it's very... Flannel's no good, except in pajamas. You want it to be like... You don't want it to look like you just stole somebody's kilt. Okay, let's get away from, like, the real hardcore, like, Scottish patterns here. Let's just take a moment, make sure it's, like, the stripes in it are wider, and maybe kind of, like, the ones that I've seen that are my favorites are the ones with, like, the mother-of-pearl buttons, and they're very, very, not very, very fitted. They're not, like, you know... You can see, I don't know, the outline of the scar that you got in grade 3. But, you know, tailored, you know, with, if you know what princess seams are, darting, that type of deal, which is where they sew in the fabric in order to contour it to the female body.
Absolutely.
Yes, you want to have those
but
in pretty much
that's if you are, if that's the kind of clothes that you wear. If you don't really wear the girly stuff, and you don't really care for fitted clothes, then
don't do plaid.
Then, yeah.
Sorry.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No. Then don't do plaid shirts.
I mean, if you don't want to look like John Goodman,
oof.
I would stay away from it. If you don't like wearing fitted clothing.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
If you're not so big into showing off the boobs, then, no, don't go that way.
Yeah.
Or be very, very flat-chested. And kind of wear it in sort of like a model-y way.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at this bone! Look at this bone! I am so emaciated!
Are you joking?
This is Margaret Cho!
I know!
We are podcasting to a bunch of lesbians. They will appreciate it.
This is true. That's true.
I appreciate it.
Look at this bone. Yeah, you're true. You're right.
I know. It's okay.
I can't say that. I don't have any bones to look at.
Well, I hope you have some.
No.
Otherwise you don't classify as, like, a vertebrate.
As a human?
Yeah. What? You're a one-celled organism? Why?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Back to fashion.
Back to fashion. Here we go.
Another thing that could be on its way out that should be approached with caution is the Bermuda short.
No, I don't think that is really going to go out. I think...
don't know, Stace. It came back really quick.
Well, okay, describe...
Shorts were popular in, the 60s, right?
I think they're still... I mean, they're basically capris.
No.
No, well, they're not capris, but they're like capris without
the roll-up.
They're
knee-length shorts that are thin.
I know.
You know this, right?
Yes, I understand this. I am well aware.
I'm just trying.
Have seen the Old Navy commercials.
I don't know. I mean, it came back pretty quick. They came back last summer. And, I mean, two summers, the Madras is going for three. Bermuda's going for two right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of question it. I mean, they do look good. You kind of have to have the right body for Bermuda shorts.
They're pretty
universal, though.
I wouldn't worry about not being able to find a pair that isn't flattering.
I wouldn't buy the $10 pair at Walmart.
Well, that's not flattering on anybody.
I mean, Old Navy has a pretty good fit if you don't want to spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can, I'd spend a little bit more money on the Bermudas just so they fit better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, do you really think they're going to...
I think, you know
stick
what, I think they're going to stick around, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I think they're a safe investment.
How long do you think? What's our projected length of time?
You know what? I can't say. I think that people are really into them right now, and that they've always been around in, one form or another, because, you know, they're a good alternative to short shorts.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're terribly trendy, because it's more of, a style thing, and they're so close to so many other clothes. I think this is... something that's being reintroduced and will
drunk?
Kind of... No.
You kind of sound drunk. It's something that's been be reintroduced.
I said bean. If something has been...
It sounded like you said
I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't come down on the N. Okay. If something has been reintroduced... Bean.
Oh, you're Canadian.
Yes.
It sounds like bean.
Bean sounds like bean, really?
Like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh my god. I am aware that it is a homophone.
Homophone?
Homophobe?
We're talking about homos. It's homophone.
Wow. You know what? And I think it's going to be fine. I think it's a safe investment. I am definitely one who is in favor of classic clothes, classic lines. I would be careful with the leggings. Frankly, I would be careful with the leggings because this little 80s nostalgia isn't going to last.
Like the skinny jean?
I think the skinny jean is okay, provided it's got a little bit of a boot cut or something.
But they don't. They're tapered.
That's not all of them. Mine aren't tapered.
Well, the ones from Gap are tapered.
Well, Gap can kiss my ass.
Welcome to the Gap. Would you like to buy some crap?
Well, that was a rather harsh indictment.
Do you not
I like
what...
it.
That's from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, no, I wasn't there.
Oh, that's sad. We'll cut it out.
Okay.
Just so I don't get sued. Because, Kat's going to listen to this.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to pick on a podcast. As opposed to all of the people who have, said... Gap is a terrible, terrible company and mistreats their workers, which they actually gonna do. Now they're really gonna sue us. I feel fabulous.
Because the fact that Saturday Night Live originally said, "Welcome to the Gap, would you like to buy some crap?"
Are we finished yet?
Yeah, we're done, we're done. It's being reintroduced, classic lines, continue.
Okay. You know, it's not gonna be as successful as the Bermuda short, okay?
The skinny jean, that's right.
I think the skinny jean is here to stay for a while. Certainly longer than leggings.
Oh, that's scary.
I know. I think the fashion forecast is good for the next couple of years for skinny jeans. It's gonna morph a little bit, but I don't see it going anywhere, immediately.
Right. I would agree. It's just stuff like that when it comes back, when it makes such a quick comeback, it just, It worries me, because I see people buying it so quickly, and then they can't wear it the next year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it's so trendy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, even we,
Stacey and I need help dressing ourselves.
No, yeah, it's true. And then we ask each other.
And we ask each other. I had to go to a wedding this past weekend, and I was really struggling with what to wear, because in addition to being kind of a larger girl, I also have extremely large feet, and shoes are very integral to an outfit.
This is true. And a lot of people don't realize that, but no, no, no.
It really is, because, let's get real for a minute here. Let's have a serious conversation. I have size 12 and a half feet in women. So it's really hard to buy dress shoes. Therefore, much of my wardrobe is not really that dressy. Flip-flops are my friend, as are slip-on chucks. I love slip-on chucks. They're my favorite. They're kind of my version of a dress shoe.
Wow.
Which is really bad. I know. So sometimes I try to buy flip-flops that have, like, maybe a little bling on them if I can. Usually I can't. So it's really hard for me to dress for something like a wedding. So Stacey tried to help me. Rather unsuccessfully.
Well, hey, we had
I did wear something that was kind of similar to what we had talked about. I wore khaki pants.
And I would just like to say that the thing that we talked about, it was a good pick. Not wedding appropriate because it had white in it, but that was the only reason.
Yeah, I was trying to stay away from white because of, clearly it's a wedding, and you know it's a faux pas to wear white to a wedding because you're taking attention away from the bride. So I wore khaki pants and a light blue tank top that had like sheer flowers on it, and then a navy blue V-neck fitted t-shirt over it. And originally I was going to wear navy slip-on chucks, but my friend who invited me to this wedding wouldn't let me wear them.
Good
Matt
call.
Would not. Matt wouldn't let me wear the slip-on chucks. He made me
to a wedding.
Wear navy flip-flops.
Normally, a good recommendation.
I know. I just felt like flip-flops were really informal for a wedding. However, I ended up being overdressed. This wedding was a redneck wedding, if I ever saw one. I didn't know the bride or the groom because this was a girl that Matt had met in college his freshman year, and I had never met these people, and Matt told me the town where the wedding was, and I was like, oh, that's only like half an hour away from where I live, where I used to live, and you know, yeah, that's fine. And he told me it's at such and such church, and I'm like, okay. So we're driving out there, and we end up in all these back county roads, and I'm like, Matt, are you sure it's there? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, no, it is not there. It is south of there in a very, very small town. Like, it's not even really a town. It's just on the county roads.
This is sounding so eerily similar to, to my experience at the bridal shower.
It was very scary, I'm not gonna lie. And, you know, it was bad enough because on the way there, anyone that lives in the Midwest, you know that this past weekend was really stormy. So it pretty much looked like a scene out of Twister on the way there. I thought a cow was gonna go flying across the hood of my car. Just like, I thought I was gonna see Twisters coming out of the sky. So
that would have been so sweet.
Originally, Matt had told me that we are going to a church. Now, anyone who has ever been to church knows that there is a difference between a church and a chapel. A church is kind of large-ish, you know, for a big congregation. And a chapel is a very small, kind of one-room deal. It was at a chapel. On the corner by a farm. It was one room. I mean, it had side rooms for, like, whatever, Sunday school, I guess. But it was pretty much one room. I got there. Saw a lot of jeans and polos. Some kids were wearing sneakers. Had some lights in the bottom. Like LA gear.
Oh my god.
BK Nights. Flashback for anyone that's over 20. It was kind of scary. And I also wasn't really that happy because I had to sign in and have my picture taken.
What?
On a bench. I had to sit down with Matt on a bench and have our picture taken, and it goes in a little book for them, which is kind of cute, but I really wasn't in the picture-taken mood since it was raining and my hair was kind of wet. So, whatever. I mean, we go in. There's fashion crimes everywhere. The most popular haircut there was, like, the one-inch spike on top with the very short mullet, like, just the combed, the very long hair in the back that was just combed.
A flat top?
Okay. Yes. It was basically like that, but if you added, like, okay.
Like, oh, I know what you mean.
A regular haircut in the back.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah!
Like a flat Wait. Top with regular hair in the back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No.
Okay, that was really gross. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, like, no. Every man had that haircut.
I'm at a loss. I'm shocked, frankly, and saddened by this news.
And, I mean, just jeans and polos everywhere.
Oh, that is nasty. And that is not wedding appropriate.
Nothing against the bride and the church or whatever, but, like, the recessional song was Footloose. Which kind of made me laugh. Well, the bright spot of the wedding was probably the most important part was the bride's dress.
Good call.
It was absolutely gorgeous. It was pretty classic, you know, just strapless, fitted white dress. But she had kind of a rich pink trim across the bodice and across the bottom of the dress on the train. And then just like tiny pink trim on the veil. It was very pretty. Mm-hmm. And so that was, I think that might have been the wedding saving grace. For me, at least. Because
oh, boy. Well, there were mullets. I mean,
I know, right?
There really
the
needs to be.
The flat top mullet? I mean, I don't even know. I still don't know how to describe it.
No,
but we're not
going
to dwell. We're not going to dwell.
No, we're going to move past, try and leave the trauma behind.
Yeah. PTFD, man. PTFD.
I know. Which, oh wait, they're going to remember because we just talked about 5 minutes ago. Which, if you don't remember, means post-traumatic fashion disorder. We'll cut that.
Yes, we will. I was thinking that.
Yeah. Okay, great!
Up next.
Oh, yeah. What
fashion
is...
Fashion questions answered.
By the fashion dream team.
Okay, no.
No?
No.
I think we're kind of like the Dyke fashion dream team. I mean, maybe just a little bit.
Maybe that dream team stays?
Martyrs? Sacrificing ourselves for the sake of the community.
Fashion hoes? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, how? How you doing?
Hi.
Well, what are we then? Fashion superheroes? Fashion samurai?
We already went over this. Lesbian fashion rehab.
So we're fashion counselors.
Yeah. Interventionists.
Yeah. Okay, that works.
Counselors.
Maybe we'll get our own show on A&E. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm hoping.
So...
Next right week. Along.
Next week on the Bree and Stacey show.
Minus Julia, who's on vacay.
Julia might come back from vacay.
Maybe. Maybe she's still in her car.
Or running around naked in Canada playing rugby in the rain. Drunk.
Yeah. Always a good idea.
Yeah. We will be answering questions from the forum thread, and also maybe quickly discussing just a couple of issues.
Yeah, no, issues are
good.
No, yes, we absolutely, we got a lot of ground to cover. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Got a lot of cloth to cut.
Yes, we have a lot of hemming to do, as in removing the nasty stuff from our community, hemming the bad shit, and stitching it up and
to make.
Making it new. Do we have any more fashion fabric-y metaphors?
Or... jokes? Bad jokes? No.
Really, really terrible, terrible jokes? Because I'm fresh out. At the bar.
So we're actually...
yeah, we're done.
We're done.
We're out, yeah.
We're done. We're out.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Three of you.
All three of you people who we forced to listen to this
if
and
we can help
maybe
three
paid.
People. Well, not even help three people, but maybe just, like, one.
It's sort of... yeah, yeah, you know what? Every little bit of awareness raised makes it worth it. And we're here for fashion awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people do AIDS awareness, HIV/AIDS. Some people do poverty. We do fashion, and I think that's just as noble. I'm so
maybe
kidding.
We could make ourselves look less shallow.
I don't think it's possible at this point.
Probably not. There's no hope
probably
for us.
Not. No, not at all.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah. Yep.
We're done.
All right.
That'll be
easy. Bye, bitches.
I'm out like Helen Keller in a game of dodgeball. So last week at work, this lady...
Did you just say last week at work?
I said last week.
Sorry, I came up
with motherfucker.
That's Wes.
Take 10. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's going
so
well.
I'm such a bad diva. I need to go to diva school.
Isn't there a diva school, but it's for drag queens?
I don't know. Why would I know that?
But you can't diss Helen Keller!
Yes, I can.
No, you can't! It's bad!
Watch me, bitch.
Oh, motherfucker. Goddamn shitballs. F. My leg is itchy as fuck.